JT's with us. Hey, John, tēnā koe.
Yeah, kia ora, Dan.
Just spoke with Marlborough about a reform of our tax system. Mm. Bold, yes, and you know, saying that corporate wealth needs to be taxed in this country. I guess in a way it marries up, but everyone seems to be giving out the lollies at the moment. 1,500 nationals say that they'll give to kids when they're born. Do you think, from the Te Pāti Māori's perspective too, that our tax system needs a major overhaul, John?
Oh, we had campaigned on that in 2020 and 2023.
Sure.
And if you go to our website, that's there for all to see. So we are very similar to the Greens. There are technical differences, which I won't get into this morning. But aside from the fine-tuning of policy, they've put a circle around their cohort. And there's no doubt that, and we've had this conversation previously on your show, there is no such thing as a middle class in Aotearoa anymore. There's a poor working class, and there's beneficiaries, and then there's uber rich, right? And then the uber rich run from the 357 that control over 50% of our wealth, and they took it all over 40 years after Rogernomics. And then they've got their band of warriors that keep the working poor at bay. That's about another 15% of society. Okay, so around 85% of society is doing it really tough and will continue to do it tough because too much is going to too few. And those too few have too much to say in regard to buying Parliament and buying the law that continues to allow them to be charged 9 cents in the dollar when working people have to pay 33 cents, going up to 39 cents per dollar. And this is not counting GST, Dale. Okay, this is not counting GST on Kai, on petrol, on everything else. This is not counting the levies on ACC, on vehicle charges, the excise tax that bumps your per litre prices up nearly 30 cents a litre. See, there are multiple taxes on the little people, and when you add them all up, that is why they are working poor. And pretty soon, the penny's going to drop that a government that makes much ado about looking after them has made much ado over the first 3 years in turning people on one another. Like a hate campaign against the Māoris, hate campaign against the LGBTs, hate campaign against the wokes. And as you burn bridges and turn one another on one another, that group of people fail to see that actually they're being manipulated by the few and the famous. You know, and when you call the famous out, they come and try to attack you. So that's why we've had, as you know, over 15 inquiries, reviews, audits, serious fraud office, police, but they can't get us and they can't shut us up. And that's the key. The key is to have the courage to not be beat up enough by them to then not register to vote and then to get out and vote. Now, clearly, the Greens and Te Pāti Māori are aligned on many things. What the Greens can't do is out Māori Te Pāti Māori. But what we do know is that our co-leader, Debbie Ngaruapaka, definitely out-greens the Greens and has got the evidence in regard to turning back deep-sea mining, marine mining, mining onshore and the like. And so they've won that in the High Court, the Supreme Court. They've won it in fighting vigorously at great cost. So, you know, we've got a lot in common. And so there comes time in politics where you say, no, I agree to agree with where the Greens are going. We agree to agree where the Greens are going. But they're only going to get there with Te Pāti Māori. They ain't going to get there with New Zealand First. Labor, they're not going to get there with Labor. Hmm.
Everyone's going to need some friends, I guess, after November the 7th. The Independent Māori Statutory Board has climbed into public consciousness with a call from New Zealand First to sack them effectively. What's your cost and benefit analysis of their work across 14 years?
Oh, it's very difficult to assess, Dale, in regard to when I was there in the inaugural setup of it, and we were trying to put those markers in place. I'm no longer aware that those markers are the same markers. It's how much is the total vote of Auckland City, where is it going, and to what extent can we value what is occurring for Māori citizens embedded within the Greater Tāmaki Makaurau area. The question you've just asked is very difficult to answer unless we've been counting those things. I'm not aware that they've been counted. So it's not an overt group of people that you can immediately name, can you?
No, I can't.
And that's the problem that they have, because it seems to be quite secretive. And what we need to know is, what do they do? When do they do it, and how does it work? So what we've got to do is ask questions ourselves. Getting rid of it might be the wrong answer. Understanding that it's been buried under the weight of what goes on downtown there, or just certain deals have been done with certain people, is the wrong thing for it to do, but we don't know that.
Yeah, and I don't want to contribute to what could be race-baiting politics anyway, John, so we've got to be mindful of that too. Functionality is hardly the priority issue you'd sense in a nation that is being racked by cost of living crises. So looking at the political landscape, and rather than me pushing through thoughts, as we build towards November, we have some big decisions to be made. What are you sensing are the priorities for our people to consider, John?
Well, you and I both know that it's cost of living. Look, we're trapped in this vicious carousel that we can't get off, and we can't get off it through welfareism, and we can't get off it through treaty settlements. But what we can do is get off it by a host of programs and policies that others are funded to do to us. And the more that they do these things to us and fail us, they then blame us. And we're in this constant turmoil where colonisation 101 attacks your mind. And as soon as self-doubt comes into you, you then start blaming yourself. You turn on your own family. You turn on everyone close to you. You see it play out with the keyboard warriors all the time, and it's quite ugly. Now, that will occur in all communities, but it's the volume, it's the numbers that we have in our communities. And to stop that, what we need to do is ensure that resources are self-managed. You see, everyone wants Māori to be self-managed. Everybody wants Māori to be self-determining, but nobody wants to give them the resources to do that. It's always, like I keep saying to you, 98 cents in the dollar goes to Pākehā, for Pākehā, to Māoris. Now, unless we change that whole dichotomy, change that whole system, nothing's going to change. And that's why out here in Whānau Waipere for 30 years, we've supported political change. In 92, it was with Tau Henare and Tuku Morgan, John Delamere, you name it, like Huni Harawira, Pete Sharples, myself, now Orini. This is just out of one little West Auckland area, seven MPs. Banging away, just trying hard to make that difference, to seize control of our own whenua and the dollars that are voted to it. And so unless we get more of our people understanding to get on the roll, more of our people participating in politics, both at local government and at central government. Now, here's the thing that takes courage. And if you're Māori and you stumble and fall, the noise around you gets amplified. Because they say it's not racism, they say it's fair reportage. No. You know, if it happens to another race or person in this country, or it happens to a Māori that likes kicking Māoris in the guts, like Shane James, like, you know, who likes his perks, the fact of the matter is that, he's a nice Māori because he likes kicking hori in the guts. Therefore, we'll go toe on him. But can you imagine if Devi Ngāru Wapaka or Rāwari Waititi had done the same? You know, it would have been just a mass attack on you can't trust the natives, right? Now, that's the sort of world that we live in. We have to acknowledge it, but there's only one way to fix it, and that is to use our rising numbers. 1 in 5 babies tonight that go to sleep in Aotearoa is Māori whakapapa. And by 2040, it will be 1 in 3. 1 in 3. We're on the road to reclamation, and we just have to continue to believe in ourselves. And that's all we're saying about this election.
Tēnā koe. There's much talk about strategic voting and people being complimentary that our people are savvy when it comes to utilising our votes at election time. And discussions, of course, about Te Pāti Māori and whether voters have the faith in the existing party management. Look, we know you've been through some challenging times, but seem to have come through the other side of that with strong candidates announced in the south, Aprahama in the north. Just from your own gut feeling or maybe internal polling, John, how do you think the support base for Te Pāti Māori's work is what sound? Now, do you think you've been through the worst of it?
Oh, look, we've had this conversation again. we have to mature. When I was in the Labour Party, I had to walk out of the caucus after talking against things and then advance something that I just talked against in the caucus. Now, that's called political discipline. If you don't like it, you do what Tari does. She walked out and walked out. Okay, that's what you do. You don't sink your waka. You don't sink your waka. You don't put self-entitlement ahead of the collective common good. That's what our whakapapa says. So all we need to do is learn some discipline, and we're learning that and we're maturing. We've gone through that. You've got to recall the Greens have lost 4 MPs, okay, from Elizabeth Kerikeri all the way through. So don't. It's not a Māori thing where if we fail, that it's a gross failure for all the Māori people. So if it happens in other parties, in fact, the largest number of MPs that have been exited through infighting is in the New Zealand First Party. But let's park. So I just wanted to park up the things that all wakas have their moments in time and their difficulties. So we've traded through that, got very good leadership, very good candidates. And we're looking at a election that, even though this government has destroyed the economy when it was supposed to manage it better, it's going to be a close election. It's coming down to the Māori seats. Every poll is coming down to the Māori seats. And so we have to be savvy with our vote. And Te Pāti Māori is saying candidates vote our candidates. In fact, we run diametrically opposed to what MNP stands for, which is party votes. But this time we're saying, no, to get rid of this, we've got to get rid of this government. To do that, you candidate vote Te Pāti Māori and you party vote whoever you want to in your seats to get rid of the government. And there's whole lots of things about that, which I won't go into today, nor have you got the time, is strategic voting allows for overhang seats. At the moment, there's 2 overhang seats in the parliament created by Te Pāti Māori. Those seats, by and large, come to the left-hand side of, they come to Labour and the Greens. It's the way percentages break out. They can also go the other way. It depends on how our people vote. So them understanding their vote is very important. They understand the candidate vote very well, and they returned 6 of us, and majority voted Labour, right? This time, you'll start to see that there'll be candidate vote to Party Māori and we will win, but a lot more votes will be going to the Greens for good reason.
Thanks very much, John.